This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aaron Ekblad, Panthers defenseman. We like him. He's on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Aaron, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
There he is.
I'm good.
Romberg, that's your boy right there, man.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of interested to find out what do you do now? Like, what does an NHL hockey player do when his season's over with?
Golf all day, every day. So, I think I've played almost every day this week.
So are you going to take maybe a little boys trip and maybe go up to the Masters to see what's going on or no?
No, we're not doing that this year, but maybe in the future. We'll be in the playoffs, though.
Hopefully you cannot go to the Masters in the future. Hopefully you can never attend the Masters because you're too busy.
I don't ever want to go to the Masters, not once.
There you go. Good answer. So will you watch, though? Like, we were talking earlier in the show about the Masters, and we really hope that Tiger is, like, he's in it right now, but it's only after one day. We're really hoping that he's involved this weekend. Well, if Tiger is involved going into Sunday, like, are you the guy who will sit around and watch the Masters all day Sunday?
No, it depends if I have a tee time of my own. I'm not that enamored with it, but if I have a chance to watch it, I might as well, right?
Is there another sport besides hockey that you can get enamored with? Like, will Aaron Ekblad get into watching, like, if it's the NFL playoffs or the NBA playoffs? Like, can you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, if I can bet on it, I love it. It's a good time. I enjoy messing around with my friends, betting on like that. Obviously, we can't with hockey. Something we can't do as a professional athlete in the sport. So it's fun to do it on different sports and stuff like that where you actually are allowed to.
I never really picked you out as a gambling junkie. You like that? You like the casino too or no?
I'm not a junkie, man, but I like to have fun with stuff like that. And I like casinos, but it's not. I don't bet any large amount of money at all.
Who's the other guy on the team who you like making the the little friendly wagers as far as we're concerned? Who's the other guy?
Mark Kisick's one of those guys. Keith Yandel's a big Patriots fan, so always have to go against him. I'd like to see somebody else win one of these times.
Yeah.
Those are the guys.
Now, how about will you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, or do you need to get away from it because you're not playing in it?
It kind of goes both ways year after year. This year, I've watched almost every single game. I've been paying a lot to it. I don't know why, but for some reason, there's just that itch right now, and it's a sore feeling watching it, that's for sure.
I'll tell you the thing that stands out. Like I was watching a little bit last night, and I watched the night before. But the thing, for someone who is not necessarily a hockey aficionado, the thing that stands out immediately, and you could speak to this because you've played in the postseason before, the thing that stands out to me right away is just, man, you guys try so hard, man, when it gets to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Just every shift, every time down the ice, you're taking a beating. Like, am I right about that? Just the effort level is just so high in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, you're taking a beating every time you touch the puck. It's insane. The New York Islanders line with Matt Martin and Cizikas Clutterbuck, we played against them in the playoffs a few years ago, and that's one of the most effective lines in the playoffs right now because they hit every time it moves. So it's a tough game to play against guys like that, and just about every guy and every team does it, especially in game one. Game one is crazy, but it dies down a little bit after that, but it's still a different pace from regular season hockey.
So they're setting the tone game one then, basically, in terms of the physicality that the series is going to end up being.
Exactly, yeah. Game one is crazy. And, like I said, it settles down, but it's not nearly regular season hockey settle down. It still is a completely different level.
Did you have a moment, because you were 19 years old when you played in the postseason, okay? It was only your second year in the league. Like, did you have a moment early on in that series that you had to say to yourself, like, holy crap, this is a lot different from the regular season?
Yeah, I kind of did that around Christmas time. Things ramped up, and then again, for the playoffs. Everything ramped up. It was like nothing you've ever seen in the game before. And obviously, as a 19-year-old, it wasn't easy by any means, but I felt fairly comfortable, actually, in that situation.
You know, we got guys, the NBA playoffs start this weekend, and, you know, like, for instance, just as an example, Joel Embiid, the big-time center for the Philadelphia 76ers, he looks like he's going to miss a few games this first round of the playoffs because he's hurting. And it's like, man, you guys, you never miss games, man, when the playoffs are rolling around. Can you just describe to us how you guys are playing hurt in the postseason, that it doesn't matter? You got to get out there and play.
There's some wonderful non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that do a good job in helping us stick around and play 82 games, and then, of course, play in the playoffs as well. And then it's just, I mean, in the NHL playoffs, you think, and that's kind of the mindset that hockey players bring to the table, and it's kind of a different breed of player, different breed of person.
Is part of it because you, you know, speak for yourself here, is part of it because you don't want to let your teammates down? Like, you feel like, man, if I don't get out there, if I don't get this thing stitched up and get back out there, I'm going to let my guys down, they're going to think I'm a sissy.
Yeah, there's that, and then it's just the culture of it. And I'm sure football players are probably pretty similar, but the culture of it is you play if you can, and if there's something that is absolutely preventing you from playing, then obviously you're going to have to sit out. But rare is there something that is that serious. Obviously, if there's something more serious, spinal or brain, I guess you kind of have to rethink it.
Yeah, I tell the story quite a bit about how, like, in the morning of games, you are literally crippled getting to the toilet to take that morning pee. And you're figuring, I don't know how the hell I'm going to do this. You say it every day, even getting to the stadium or getting to the rink. You're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden you take the Toradol shot, and then you take a couple pills, and then things start moving a little bit easier. You get a little tingly. And then all of a sudden it's just, you find a way to go like that. I can't express how horrible your body feels. And I imagine it's got to be the same way, because the turnaround that you guys have is just 0.0.
Yeah, no, in my fourth and fifth years, I've been lucky enough to play 82 full NHL games with only minor injuries. So I've gotten very lucky this year. But, you know, I've had to take that Toradol 10, 15 times just to get through the game. It's not a thing that you want to do, obviously. And it's definitely tough. But it's a rewarding experience to play all 82 games and to be involved in every single one of them.
We got Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad here with us. Aaron, you hockey players, like, you must think it's such a joke when we hear about these NBA guys where they're sitting out tonight's game because they need to rest.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, it's definitely different culture and philosophy there, but they also play hard and they play big in big situations. So it's not insane of an idea. Obviously, if they know to be a playoff team and that's what they're living for, it's not crazy to take games off for them. But for us, that's just not the culture. You play all the games you possibly can.
So are you going to be able to get back home at all this offseason, or are you going to be down here for the most part for a while until the snow clears and the weather kind of cranks up a little bit?
I'm going to be here for a while. I like hanging out here just because stay away from my friends. My friends like to have a little bit too much fun, so mm-hmm. I can't get much work done when I go home. But I love it here. I don't mind the weather. I love golf, and of course it's close. I got the gym in my house here, and it makes it pretty easy to get work done.
When do you start training again? I always took about 4 weeks off, 4 to 5 weeks off. I think when the Super Bowl showed up is when I would start getting back into it. How long do you take?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of a weird question for me. I've always had so many aches and pains that I kind of can't start working out for that 4 or 5 weeks.
Yep.
But I honestly feel so good. I started working out a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
And just light stuff, maintenance stuff, trying to like build a foundation on the smaller muscles and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what I've been doing the last couple of days. I don't want to get too out of shape. That's what I've always done. I'd like to kind of stay in shape. And not kind of so much that it's such a battle getting back into it.
And in terms of back home, obviously your head man got a little bit gassed. How's that? And you have a personal relationship with Bugner, so I don't know how that's going to go when you see Boog again. But how did it go down? When did you guys find out? what conversation did you have with him, and do you know his next plan?
We found out that Sunday morning. It's always tough because, you know, as a leader of the team and you know, a player who's, you know, valuable to the team, it's tough, especially when you have a personal relationship with the coach, to feel personally responsible for him getting fired. You know what I mean? It's not an easy situation for any player. You never want a coach to get fired. And then obviously in the situation that we had, it was just kind of tough and sad. But, you know, we're flipping the page and we're moving on. I guarantee that Boogie doesn't have any hard feelings towards the organization or towards me. And, you know, if we have a chance at some point, I'm sure we'll be here and catch up.
Did you get to – have you met with Joel Quenneville yet?
Joel came to came to Florida for the press conference. We haven't met with him individually yet, but we did share a few words after the press conference. He came in and had a few words for us as a team.
Ever meet him before growing up as a kid? Because you know he's a Windsor guy.
Yeah, he's brought the cup back, I'm pretty sure. You know, I think my house has got to be 15 doors down from where he bought the cup back to. So I never actually met him. I went to school with his nieces growing up in elementary and a little bit in high school. So I guess I know the family connection there, yeah.
Now, when you have a coach who's coming in like Quenneville, who has won 3 Stanley Cups, does that make a big difference to you where it's like, all right, I'm going to listen to anything this guy says because clearly he knows what he's doing?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what we needed as a team. We needed someone who's going to come in and demand that instant respect. And I'm going to be a sponge to everything he says because he's had some great players that have played under him, and they've had some great careers. So guys like Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook are a combination that me and Mike Matheson see, you know, us being able to, you know, transpire into.
I really see into the future with this kind of thing. I'm a little bit like a Nostradamus kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I see you kind of getting rid of the beard and just rocking the stash because of Quenneville's stash. Like, is that going to be
that's
contagious
true
thing? Like, he seems like a Sergeant Slaughter kind of badass. I'm just going to rock my, you know, Selleck mustache.
Yeah, we love it. It's pretty amazing, I think.
And he knows it's 2019, right? Like stashes just, they don't go anymore. But he rocks it.
Rocks it, and he looks great. So we'll see. We'll see if he keeps that thing hanging on. I'm sure
promising. I'd love to see a 23-year-old Ekblad straight porn star stash.
Porn stash, man.
Like next year's got to be lit.
Yeah.
Are you watching the Stanley Cup playoffs at all on Calgary? Sam Bennett, I think number 93. He's rocking.
Does he got the old Larry McDonald stash? The old ginger stash?
Did you just say Larry McDonald, or is it Lanny McDonald?
Either or, man. Whatever.
Come on.
Whatever.
Well, hopefully one of these years we could see Aaron Ekblad with, like, the grizzly bear beard that he has to keep growing throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs, you know?
Yeah, that's something we're definitely working towards.
Aaron, good talking to you, man. Enjoy a little bit of time off this
Hey,
summer.
Man, when you coming out on the boat, dude? You know I got a new boat.
You got a new boat now too?
Yeah, man.
This guy, man.
It's ready for you. It's ready. Hey, if you're feeling froggy, man, go ahead and leap. I'm not nervous.
Prestige Worldwide.
Hey, my days are done at 9 a.m. Probably the same amount of time that you're rolling out of bed
Prestige
every day now that
Worldwide.
You got 0.0 to do. But let me know, man. I'm always privy for a couple pops on the watercraft.
All right.
Or if you're in a fish, hey, you're in a fishing?
I mean, I will do it if somebody kind of guides me through it, but I'm not a big fan.
Hey, get a crew together. Whoever likes boating for the Panthers, I'm having a fishing tournament June 21st and 22nd. It's the UM Hall of Fame Fishing Tournament. It's at Monty's Miami Beach Marina. It's going to be badass, and it's going to be really fun, and there's plenty of stuff to get into. And I'm sending out the invite. I'm putting out the use signal.
Commit to it right now, Ekblad.
Oh, well, I can't commit to it right now because if I cancel, you're probably going to try and kick my ass. But but no, you can let me know. You can shoot me a text, and we'll figure it out. I honestly, I'm all over the map this summer. I don't necessarily stick around
here. You're going to Europe? You're going to do the Europe trip again, or what are you doing?
We don't know yet. Waiting for
As in we, are you referring to you and your lady friend?
I'm referring to me and my lady friend, yeah. Got to wait until she's done school. And once she's done school, go figure something out.
How's that going, by the way? Is that going
all right? You can
strong,
you can have that
stronger
conversation with him another time. He doesn't want to. Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. You don't want to put that all that business out on the air, do you?
Everything's great, so there's no business to put out a
fire.
She's,
okay.
She's a sweetheart.
Right. And it sounds like you're a soft maybe on the fishing tournament, right?
It's not a soft maybe. It's just a simple maybe.
Okay. All right. Very good. Aaron, good job. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Aaron Ekblad right there. Talking to us like he's in Gen Pop. For people who are not listening on the internet or on the app, we had to dump him twice?
No, just once.
No, twice.
Why? What did he say other than the...
He loves himself the S-bomb.
Yeah, twice. It was twice.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he said shape. The one time he said shape.
I don't know.
Shape the one time.
I don't know.
In referring to how he was eating...
No,
was
I'm
like,
eating like...
Sheep.
No, it was eating like... No, it was eating like and then the SH word. And then the other time earlier, too.
Yeah. But of course you had to hit him on the way out with a, it would be nice to see a playoff beard every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And you know what? I could say that because I'm a huge Panther fan. So it would be nice. That's right. He's lucky I didn't go harder at him.
Kind enough to be on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we like him. My son's favorite player. He's so young. He's 22.
I can't get it. And this is going
He's
to be
so
his
young.
Sixth?
Well, next year will be his sixth year, yeah. He's
That's
really
crazy,
young.
Crazy, man.
He's a veteran, 22.
Crazy.
All right. Well, look, the weekend's almost here, and that means you are wondering, above all wonders, what the big movies are and what the not big movies are. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.